about that wide, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
We used to have it fresh. When they'd kill the horse, they'd bring it in fresh.
And so that's where they got the word white meat.
White meat. And mm-hmm. We had a curing place at our house. We had a smokehouse. We cured hams in. Mm-hmm. Corn cobs.
Mm-hmm, that's good. When you cut the side of a hog, yeah, what do you call that meat? That's
side meat.
All right, and then you take it out and you put it in the little, the little house that you kept it warm.
Smokehouse.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
What kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs? We've already said that.
Bacon.
Okay. And what's that outside of the bacon, you know?
Rind. Rind.
What kind of meat do you buy that's thinly sliced and eat it with your eggs? That's the same thing. All right. Oh, who's the guy that sells you the
butcher.
Bacon?
Butcher.
You use any other words for it?
Meat cutter.
Okay.
Butcher.
You know, a while ago we were talking about the links of things
sausage,
that you, sausage, right? All right, when meat is kept too long, it's no good. What do you say it is?
Spoiled.
All right.
Old.
After you've butchered a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Hog head cheese.
Please tell me about that, because I don't know anything about hog head cheese.
Let me tell you.
But it's here.
We all had, Mama always had, the men to clean the head real good, get off all the hairs and clean it real good. The ears and the head. Clean it real good and then wash it good and soak it a long time in soda water. Now they may do it differently now. And then you washed it again and you put it in this great big pot and you cooked it real done, and they call it souse meat or hog head cheese. We called it souse meat then, but they call it hog head cheese now. And then when it got done, took out all the bones and all the skin and all the and everything but the meat, and you put red pepper and salt in it, and homemade sage. We raised our own sage. We dried it and put it in bottles and put a little sage in there. And then you made it up while it was hot. Then you put it, we had a regular crock. It was about like a great big stone bowl.
Yes, ma'am.
I expect it was several, maybe 100 years old when we used it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put a plate over that and put a small smoothing iron on top of that. It pressed it and all the grease came to the top and we took it off. And that is the way we made hog head cheese. A souse meat, as we called it.
What? Do you know how it got to be called hog head cheese? Did it look like cheese?
Well, I guess in the process of the pressing, maybe, uh-huh, it got to look like cheese because cheese is pressed.
Oh.
And I reckon that was it, but we didn't call it hog head cheese. We called it souse meat. And we sliced it, and you could eat just so, or fry it, or have it with vegetable dinners.
And it was good meat.
It was good meat. It was good, clean meat when we made it. I don't buy it outside because I'm afraid of it.
Yes,
but it was good, clean meat when we made it.
At that time on the farm.
Oh, yes. You take four or five heads, you know, and boil it in the, you cook it outside in the big old wash pot.
We don't have.
And I'll tell you about the soap making. We haven't got. We will get to that.
Yes, and I believe so. Let's see. Yeah, I believe we get over to.
And tell
soap
you about the soap making.
All right. Let's wait a little
while.
Let's see what we come up with on soap.
Okay. I'll tell you about it.
All right.
Yes, I got it. I know
we
all
got
about
a little
it
bit in there on soap. All right. What about what do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hard liver?
Liver cheese.
All right. Did you use any other words for it other than liver cheese? What about liver pudding?
Liver pudding. Liver pudding is what we call it. Not liver cheese, but liver pudding.
Liver pudding. Did you ever make anything out of hog blood? And if you did, what did you call it?
No, ma'am.
Didn't make anything out.
No, ma'am.
Have you ever heard of, like, blood sausage? Or
I know there
pudding
is such thing, but we did not
you
have anything like that.
Out.
No, ma'am.
Did you ever take the juice of the cheese head or the liver sausage and stir it with cornmeal? Maybe some hog meat and cook it. And then
no
later, after it gets cold, slice it and fry.
No, ma'am.
Do you know what, if you had done that, do you know what they would call it? It's like, it's...